of Lord, gate of heaven. A coincidence that today is every weekend. It is neither a coincidence that you are here in the presence of the Almighty God. When God calls a gathering, it is specifically for a person. I have no doubt in my mind that today, the service of today is for a particular person. If you are the person, shout hallelujah. I say somebody is here in this auditorium today, that in this weekend of her, such a person. As many that have been in a helpless situation, the Almighty God that is the provider of help will visit such a person today. If you are the one, why don't you open your mouth and say, Father, this morning, let help locate me. Open your mouth and talk to God. Father, let help locate me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I look up unto you. You are my helper. Lord, let help locate me. From where I have been helpless, Lord, cause help to come. From where I have no assistance, Lord, cause an assistance to come to me. Father, let there be an help for me today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
I am not sure you are serious about this prayer. I will tell you a story. There is a certain boy. He went to an interview. In an international consulting firm. He performed excellently well. To the extent that one of the panel collected his details. In fact, he was tipped to be number one to be picked. But because he was not connected, because he knew nobody in that organization, he was not chosen. In fact, one of them was moved. And he has to call the boy. He said, look, you are the best person. In fact, you were number one. But they will not pick you. Because they have people that is connected. He said, but I don't know why. But I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to connect you. He knew that woman from nowhere. But the woman helped and connected him. And he got an employment without any stress in share. That is what divine connection can do. That is what divine help can do. He will lift up your ball and say, where you don't even expect, where your connection cannot reach, that the Almighty God will raise and help her for you. Open your mouth and praise God. Today, Lord, we lift your help, O God. He will not find your people today. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, where we need assistance, oh God. Father, where our connection cannot reach. Lord, where we do not even know, man. Lord, rise up, oh God, on our behalf. Lord, connect us divinely. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, so shall it be. So shall it be. In Jesus'
mighty name we are afraid.
Amen.
Our daddy and our God will bless your name. We thank you for this wonderful morning. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us, that we are all here today. Daddy, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, as we go into your word, you are the word from the very beginning. The entrance of your word giveth light and bring understanding unto the simple. Lord, we ask, O God, that you will speak unto us yourself. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, O God, that your word will bring liberty unto us. Your word will bring deliverance unto us. It will bring freedom unto us. And at the end of the service, O God, let only your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty and wonderful name we are praying. Say to your neighbor, you are blessed this morning. I can't hear you. Say this confidently. You are blessed this morning. Please have your seat. You are welcome to the church this morning. Today is the grand finale of the Earth Weekend. Help Weekend. The weekend started on Thursday.
Ati bere lati ojo Thursday.
Friday. Saturday. And we are rounding it up today.
Ati se asekagba re loni.
In this mission, the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Ninu ijo Redeem yi.
It is the weekend is celebrated once in a year.
A ma se odun yi ni ekan lodun.
And now we are doing this year now.
As it is sheloni.
It is celebrated in all the parishes of the church. Throughout the world. The Lord will bless us as we listen in Jesus' name.
Olorun yo bukun fun wa bi a se nteti.
When we talk about the earth ministry.
Ti a ba so nipa iranlowo.
We need to understand.
I only lati ye wa.
What earth ministry is.
Ohun ti o tumo si wipe iran ise iranse ti iranlowo.
What do we mean by earth ministry?
Kini o tumo si ise iranse ti iranlowo.
What is the importance of the ministry in the church?
Kini pataki re ninu ijo.
Or what is the significance of the ministry in the church?
Kini pataki re ninu ijo.
Health ministry.
Iranlowo.
It is a supportive or instituted assistance of the complete work of God.
O je eyi ti o farasin tabi ti iranlowo.
It means it is a supportive ministry. The ministry of health. That ministry sustains and allows the ministry of work to proceed further. The vision of the pastor. The vision of the pastor.
Ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
Is every supported by the health ministry.
A ma ń ràn lọ́wọ́. Eléyìí ló máa ń jẹ́ èyí tí ó fẹ̀ gbẹ́sì tó ń ràn lọ́wọ́ tó ń sì lẹ́yìn.
Do we have account of health ministry in the Bible at all?
Ǹjẹ́ ṣé a ní eléyìí nínú Bíbélì rárá?
I will only give us two instances.
Wọ́n máa fi méjì hàn wá.
Turn your Bible with me to the book of Exodus chapter 17. The book of Exodus chapter 17. From verses 8 to 13. We see in this account that Joshua was leading the battle of Israelites against the Amalekites. And Moses was the spiritual leader. Anointed by God. Covering the battle as well. But Moses had a duty to do. Concerning that battle.
O ni ise kan lati se nipa ti ogun yi.
That is, he must lift up his hands.
O gbodo gbe owo re soke.
The two hands.
Owo re mejeji.
And for as long as the hands are lifted up.
Ti won ba ti gbe owo mejeji soke.
The Israelites will continue to win the battle.
Awon omo Israeli won ma segun ni.
At a point.
Ni igba to di igba kan.
Because of the Moses age.
Nitori ojo ori re.
He began to get weak in the hands.
O ti wa nre.
So he needed a support.
O nilo iranlowo.
He needed a support.
O nilo alafeyiti.
Thank God for the minister of help.
Adupe fun ise iranse ti
iranlowo. Yeah, we saw Aaron and Hur.
Ni ibe ni ati ri Aaron ati Hur.
They were the ones that supported the hands.
Awon lo gbe owo na soke.
They supported the hands.
Won gbe owo na soke.
They supported the hands.
Won gbe owo na.
They provide all necessary support.
Won fi gbogbo
iranlowo. Even when they were tired. They improvised a means that the hands kept on lifting up. And thereafter, what do we see? They were successful in the battle. The Israelites won the battle.
Awon omo Israeli segun.
If there had not been minister of help.
Ti ko ba si
ile iranlowo. If they had not supported the Moses hand.
Ti won ko ba si leyin.
What do you think would have happened?
Ki le ro ko le sele.
That is the essence of minister of help.
Idi eleyi la ti ri ise iranse iranlowo.
We also see an account in the New Testament.
A si tun ri ninu Majemu titun.
In the book of Acts of Apostles.
Ninu iwe ise awon aposteli.
Chapter 6.
Ese kefa. Ori kefa.
Chapter 6, from verse 2 to 7.
Ese keji si keje.
Acts of Apostles chapter 6.
Ise awon aposteli.
From verse 2 to 7.
Ori kefa ese keji si keje.
There we discover.
Ibe ni a ti ri.
That.
Wipe.
The Israelites, the apostles have won. They have won converts.
Awon aposteli won ti. Won ti jere okan.
And the disciples are getting more and more.
A si ti ni awon omo eni to po.
They are getting more and more.
Won ti po si.
So it becomes tedious to manage them.
Ise yi ti po ju fun won lati dari.
It becomes tedious to manage them.
O ti po ju fun won lati dari.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I am reading from verse 2 of it.
Won ka lati ese keji.
Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip. The essence is that in a church, we cannot do but have a supportive ministry called help ministry. We have seen in both accounts that there was a need for help ministry. Both in Exodus and in the book of Acts that we have read.
Nínú ìwé Exodus àti nínú ìwé ìṣe àwọn apostoli.
Likewise in the Christian Church of God.
Nínú ìjọ Redeem.
There is also a need.
A sì tún nílò.
For help ministry.
Iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ti ìrànlọ́wọ́.
And 4 departments have been classified.
Àwọn departments mẹ́rin òní akó papọ̀.
4 departments have been classified as F department in the church.
Àwọn mẹ́rin yìí ni a pè ní iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ti ìrànlọ́wọ́.
The ushering department.
Àwọn usher.
The prayer champion.
Àwọn afàdúrà jagun.
The choir.
Àwọn akọrin.
And the welfare department.
Àti àwọn tí wọ́n wà ní iṣẹ́ ti ìrànlọ́wọ́ gangan.
I take it again.
Wọ́n tún sọ.
The ushering department.
Àwọn usher.
The prayer champion.
Àfàdúrà
jagun. The choristers.
Àwọn akọrin.
And the welfare department.
Àti àwọn tó ń ṣe ìtọ́jú.
Those 4 departments.
Àwọn mẹ́rin
yìí. Are categorized.
Ó ní a papo
as health department, and they are the ones having their weekends.
Àwọn náà ni wọ́n ń ṣe.
This is directly from Daddy G.O.'s desk.
Eléyìí wá láti ọ̀dọ̀ àwọn bàbá wa.
That we should celebrate their weekend.
Pé kí a ṣe àjọyọ̀ ọ̀sẹ̀ yìí fún wọn.
On Thursday, we look at the ushering department.
Ní ọjọ́ Thursday, a wo iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ti àwọn.
They were the ones that came into focus on Thursday.
Àwọn nìkan ni a rí ní ọjọ́ Thursday.
I am sure we know who ushers are.
A mọ ohun tí àwọn aṣọ́nà jẹ́.
Those ones we can easily identify them in the church.
Àwọn la lè tètè mọ̀ nínú ìjọ.
In fact, as you are sitting down, you will see that some people are standing up.
Bí a ṣe jókòó, a rí pé àwọn kan dìde.
They are the ushers.
Àwọn ni aṣọ́nà.
Please help me put your hands together for the Almighty God.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká fàtẹ́wọ́ fún wọn.
And the thing we are looking at this year.
Ohun tí àkórí tí à ń wò ní ọdún yìí.
Is health ministry in the year of overflow.
À ń wo iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ nínú ọdún ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu.
Health ministry in the year of overflow.
Iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ní ọdún ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu.
So we consider overflowing ushering department.
À ń wo ní ọjọ́ Thursday yìí ni a wo àwọn aṣọ́nà tí wọ́n wà nínú ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu.
To be an overflowing usher.
Láti lè jẹ́ aṣọ́nà tó ń wọgbẹ́ nínú ọ̀pọ̀.
There are some conditions that you must meet.
Àwọn ìlànà kan wà tí wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ tẹ̀lé.
Among the long list.
Ohun tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìlànà yìí.
I will mention few and cogent ones.
Wọ́n á kàn sọ díẹ̀ nínú rẹ̀.
First key things that an overflowing usher must have or must possess.
Nǹkan díẹ̀ tí wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ ní.
He must be genuinely born again.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ di àtúnbí ní tòótọ́.
He must be genuinely born again.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ di àtúnbí ní tòótọ́.
The book of John chapter 3 verse 3.
Ìwé Jọ́hánù orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
He said, except a man be born again.
Wọ́n ní àfi tí ènìyàn bá di àtúnbí.
He cannot see the kingdom of God.
Kò lè rí ìjọba Ọlọ́run.
The second one, he must be water baptized.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tí a ti rí bọ́ mi.
He must have sanctification experience.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ di ẹni tuntun.
And he must be a true disciple.
Ó sì gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ọmọ ẹ̀yìn ní tòótọ́.
He must have a clear hunger.
Ó sì gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tí ó ń pòǹgbẹ.
And thirst for a deeper knowledge of Christ.
Tí ó sì ń pòǹgbẹ fún iṣẹ́ mímọ̀ sí nínú Ọlọ́run.
Most especially, he must have strong desires.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ ní okun.
To be blessed by the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Láti lè ní ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
He must also have the spirit of service.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ ní ẹ̀mí ìjọ́sìn.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When an usher exhibits this.
Àwọn bá fi gbogbo àwọn ìlànà yìí hàn.
You can identify such an usher as an overflowing usher.
Ẹ rí aṣọ́nà yìí. Bí ẹni tí ó ń gbé nínú ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What are the effects of an overflowing usher on self and church?
Wọ́n ní kí ni a lè rí nínú ayé àwọn aṣọ́nà yìí àti ìjọ Ọlọ́run.
In other words, what are the duties and the responsibility of an overflowing usher?
Kí ni iṣẹ́ ti àwọn aṣọ́nà tó ń gbé nínú ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu?
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
He must take attendance of the congregation church.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ máa mú gbogbo àwọn ẹni tó ń wọlé sínú ìjọ ní gbogbo ọjọ́ ìsìn.
He must attend to the need of the congregational members.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ máa mọ ohun tí àwọn ọmọ ìjọ ń fẹ́.
During the service.
Nínú ìjọ.
He must hand over the check offering.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ máa gbé àwọn ọrẹ sílẹ̀ fún ìjọ.
He must monitor and ensure orderliness of people's movement in the church.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ máa wo bí àwọn ènìyàn ṣe ń wọlé bí wọ́n ṣe ń jáde àti kí ìlànà kó lè wà nínú ìjọ.
He must also assist in sanitation.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ tún agbègbè ṣe.
And cleaning of the inside and outside of the premises.
Àti kí gbogbo inú ilé tàbí ìta kí ó mọ.
Before.
Ní kí a tó
di ìsìn. And after the service.
Àti nígbà tí ìsìn bá parí.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I pray that the spirit of God Almighty.
Mo gbàdúrà pé ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run.
We continue to enable our ushers.
Yóò máa di àwọn usher wa.
To operate under God's overflowing rest.
Láti lè máa
rí. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ìlànà ti Ọlọ́run.
On Friday, it was a day for prayer champion and the choir department.
Ó jẹ́ fún àwọn afàdúrà jagun àti akọrin.
Just like the ushering department.
Bí ti àwọn atọ́nà.
An overflowing prayer champion.
Àwọn ti afàdúrà jagun tó ń gbé nínú ọ̀pọ̀.
Should be genuinely born again.
Àwọn náà gbọ́dọ̀ di àtúnbí.
Spirit filled.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ tó wà nínú ẹ̀mí.
And not only spirit filled, it must be filled to overflowing.
Wọ́n gbọdọ̀ kún fún ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
Conditions.
Àwọn ohun tí wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ ní láti jẹ́ àfàdúrà jagun.
You must have a heart like Jesus Christ.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ ní ọkàn bíi ti Jésù.
A humble heart.
Àti ẹ̀mí ìrẹ̀lẹ̀.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 5 to 6 talks about the humble heart.
Ó sọ nípa ẹ̀mí ìrẹ̀lẹ̀.
Number 2.
Èkejì.
He must love and have compassion for others.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ fẹ́ràn kọ́sì máa ṣàánú fún gbogbo ènìyàn.
The third one is the service to the Lord in unity.
Ẹ̀kẹta òun ni pé kí wọ́n máa ṣe iṣẹ́ ìsìn wọn sí Ọlọ́run
nínú
ìṣọ̀kan.
He must have an intercessory spirit.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ ní ẹ̀mí àdúrà fún ènìyàn.
He must be faithful.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ olóòótọ́.
To the Lord.
Sí Ọlọ́run.
In prayer.
Nínú àdúrà.
In fasting.
Nínú àwẹ̀.
In Bible study and meditation.
Nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
In witnesses.
Láti máa wàásù.
In giving.
Àti láti fifúnni.
Even in using their talent.
Àti láti máa lo ẹ̀bùn wọn.
And in good works.
Àti nínú iṣẹ́ rere.
You can see all this in the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
Àlè rí eléyìí nínú ìwé Efésù.
Verse 10.
Oríkejì ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá.
1 Peter chapter 2.
Pétérù àkọ́kọ́.
Verse 12.
Ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There are other conditions for the choir department.
Àwọn ohun àmúyẹ fún àwọn akọrin.
Such as it is key for them for prayer champion to be born again.
Bí ó ṣe jẹ́ fún àwọn àfàdúrà jagun láti dàtúndí.
Genuinely born again.
Tí wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ dàtúndí nítòótọ́.
It is also key.
Ó jẹ́ kọ́kọ́rọ́.
For an a choir.
Fún akọrin.
An overflowing choir.
Akọrin tí ó wà nínú ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu.
To be genuinely saved.
Láti lè dàtúndí nítòótọ́.
He must be blameless.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tí kò lábàwọ́n.
He must be filled with the Holy Spirit at all times.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ ní ẹ̀mí mímọ́ ní gbogbo ìgbà.
He must be the husband of one wife.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ọkọ ìyàwó kan.
And be able to rule in his own house.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tí ó ń darí nínú ilé rẹ̀.
He must be an added prayer champion.
Ó sì gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ àfàdúrà jagun.
Men ought to pray always and not to faint.
Bíbélì ní ọ ní láti máa gbàdúrà nígbà gbogbo.
He must be an added prayer champion.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ máa gbàdúrà.
He must be neat.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tó mọ́.
He must be decent.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe é rí.
He must be ready to endure all hardness.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tí ó ń gba nǹkan mọ́ra.
He must be security conscious.
Ó sì gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tí ó wà ní ìtọ̀nà.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For an overflowing choir.
Fún akọrin tó wà nínú
ọ̀pọ̀. He must be inspired of the Lord at all times.
Ọlọ́run gbọ́dọ̀ máa bá wọn sọ̀rọ̀ ní gbogbo ìgbà.
He must do away with flesh.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ fi ẹran ara sílẹ̀.
So that at any time they minister.
Ní ìgbà tí wọ́n bá kọrin.
The heaven will open.
Kí ọ̀run kí ó lè ṣí.
And I pray for our choir.
Mo gbàdúrà fún àwọn akọrin
wa. That the Holy Spirit will fill them to the point of overflow.
Kí ẹ̀mí mímọ́ kún wọn.
That any time they minister.
Ní ìgbà tí wọ́n bá kọrin.
Heaven will open.
Ọ̀run yóò ṣí.
So shall it be.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni yóò rí.
So shall it be.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni yóò rí.
So shall it be.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni yóò rí.
When you have an overflowing welfare department.
Ní ìgbà tí a bá rí àwọn ìrànlọ́wọ́.
What are the things that you will see in them?
Kí la àwọn iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ti alábòójútó ìrànlọ́wọ́.
You will see that they will have a generous heart of giving.
Wọ́n máa ní ẹ̀mí ìfifúnni.
They must have high sense.
Wọ́n máa ní ọkàn tí ó kanni gbọ̀ngbọ̀n.
They must be a person of absolute confidentiality.
Wọ́n máa jẹ́ ẹni tí a lè fi àṣírí sí lọ́wọ́.
Because a lot of people will come.
Nítorí pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ni yóò wá.
They will come with their challenges.
Wọ́n á lọ sí ọ̀dọ̀ wọn pẹ̀lú ohun tí wọ́n ń dojú kọ.
They must be able to keep secret.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tí ó wọ̀.
In fact, welfare department is the human face department of the church.
Àwọn tí ó ń ṣe ìtọ́jú yìí, iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ìtọ́jú yìí, àwọn ni wọ́n ń ṣe alábòójútó iṣẹ́.
It is the department that caters for the physical needs of the church.
Àwọn ni wọ́n ń ṣe àbójútó ohun tí ìjọ nílò.
Especially the needy in the church.
Àwọn aláìní nínú ìjọ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What are their functions? An overflowing welfare department Number one, must cater for the less privileged. In fact, they must identify the less privileged in the church. Even without them coming to meet them, they must cater for them, the widows in the church. It is part of their responsibility to take care of them. They must also provide financial support to viable business ideas. They must give financial help on compassionate grounds to members that need help. They must answer to distress calls for assistance,
e.g.
during natural disaster,
war situations,
the welfare department must come alive. They must organize welfare awareness programs.
Through
seminars, conferences, symposium, all geared towards empowering those that are less privileged in the church. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
One good thing that we enjoy in this church is that the four departments that we have mentioned, the ushering department, the prayer champion, the choir, the welfare department, they all exist in this church. They have been very active and they have been functional. Put your hands together for God for that. Put your hands together for God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And as we round up today, help ministry in the year of overflow. You will agree with me that if all the four departments that make up the health ministry, if they are operating in the realm of overflow, definitely there will be cumulative effect in the church. There will be a resultant effect in the church. What are the few things that you can see as a result of overflowing health ministries in the church? Number one, God's overflowing salvation. God's overflowing salvation. Luke chapter 3 verse 6.
Ninu iwe Luke.
Chapter 3 verse 6.
Oriketa ese kefa.
Number two.
Ekeji.
We are going to experience God's overflowing peace. The third one, God's overflowing love. God's overflowing love. Matthew chapter 5 verse
44.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 44.
Matthew orikarun ese kerilelogoji.
Number 4, God's overflowing provision. We also see God's overflowing protection. What about blessing? It will also be overflowing. We also see God's overflowing healing. All this will be a continuous and constant experience in the church. Because the health ministry is overflowing. Because the health ministry is overflowing. From all we've said so far, you will discover that the ministry, the health ministry, is a ministry of sacrifice. It's a ministry of service to others.
àti ìsìn sí ènìyàn.
It's a ministry where eye is taken away.
Ní iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ èyí tí a mú ojú kúrò.
And you look at others.
Tí ẹ máa wo ẹlòmíràn.
And you look at others.
Tí ẹ máa wo ẹlòmíràn.
Why is it important?
Kí ló ṣe dé tí eléyìí fi ṣe pàtàkì?
That you and I must be part of this earth ministry.
Ìwọ àti èmi gbọ́dọ̀ wà nínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ yìí.
Turn your Bible to, with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 21.
Ẹ ṣí Bíbélì yín sínú ìwé òwe.
The book of Proverbs chapter 21.
Ìwé òwe orí kọkànlélógún.
Verse 33 of it.
Ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlélógún.
Proverbs 21.
Ìwé òwe orí kọkànlélógún.
Verse 33. Verse 30.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlélógún.
13.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlá.
21:13. 21:13. Are we there? Praise the Lord. He said, whoso stoppeth his ear at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá di etí rẹ̀ sí ìpè olùpọ́njú, òun ti kára rẹ̀ yóò ké pẹ̀lú ṣùgbọ́n.
Whoever that is nonchalant to the need of the poor.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá di etí rẹ̀ sí ìrànlọ́wọ́ ti àwọn òtòṣì.
In times of need, he will be neglected.
Ní ìgbà tí òun náà bá nílò ìrànlọ́wọ́, a ó kọ̀ sílẹ̀.
That is why you and I cannot afford.
Ìdí eléyìí ni ẹ̀yin àti èmi.
To close our eyes.
A kò lè di ojú wa.
To the needs of our fellow brethren.
Ìrànlọ́wọ́ tí àwọn ẹlòmíràn bá nílò.
God has committed resources into your hands.
Ọlọ́run ti fún ọ ní owó.
It is such that you will be able to minister to the needs of others.
Ọlọ́run fi àwọn ohun yìí fún ọ láti lè jẹ́ kí o ṣe ìrànlọ́wọ́ fún ẹlòmíràn.
As from today.
Láti òní lọ.
I pray. As from today.
Láti òní lọ.
I say that God will give you the grace.
Ọlọ́run yóò fún ọ ní oore ọ̀fẹ́.
To be able to minister to the needs of people in the mighty name of Jesus. However, even as we are men, no matter how wealthy you think you are,
bí o ti lè wù kí olówó tó.
Or no matter how powerful you think you are.
Àbí bí o ti lè wù kí o ní
agbára tó. Maybe talk of connection you are there.
Àbí o ti ẹ̀ mọ àwọn ènìyàn.
I tell you are limited.
Mo fẹ́ sọ fún yín pé o sì kéré.
Every man is limited in the help that he can render to people.
Gbogbo ènìyàn ni ó kéré ní ìrànlọ́wọ́ tí
ó lè fi. Take for example the president of this nation.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a mú àpẹẹrẹ ẹni tó ń darí orílẹ̀-èdè yìí.
As the number one citizen of this country.
Ẹni tó jẹ́ ẹni àkọ́kọ́.
He can do and undo.
Ó lè ṣe ohun tí ó wù.
He is powerful.
Ó lágbára.
In fact, he is everywhere, he is connected.
Ó wà ní gbogbo ibi.
But beyond the shores of this nation.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí a bá kúrò ní orílẹ̀-èdè yìí.
Is he as powerful as he is in Nigeria?
Bó ṣe lágbára níbí yìí.
That is limitation of man.
Èyí ni ìdínkù ti ènìyàn.
If a man assists you.
Tí ènìyàn bá ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
If a man render and help for you.
Tí ènìyàn bá ṣe ìrànlọ́wọ́ fún ọ.
If you offend such a person.
Tí o bá ṣe irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀.
He has power to withdraw his assistance.
Ó ní agbára láti gba ohun tí ó fún ọ padà.
In fact, it is not even in the nature of a man.
Kì í kò sí nínú ìṣẹ̀dá ènìyàn.
To continuously render assistance.
Láti lè máa ṣe ìrànlọ́wọ́.
When he does it up to a point, he gets tired.
Tí o bá ṣe dé ibì kan yóò padà.
But there is somebody.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹnì kan wà.
The one that is never tired of helping somebody.
Ẹni tí kì í tú láti ràn mí lọ́wọ́.
The one that is never limited in his help.
Ẹni tí kò kí kò kéré nínú ìrànlọ́wọ́.
In his assistance is never limited.
Nítorí ìrànlọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ kò kéré.
Even the one that is helping others is the one that is helping him.
Kò ẹni tó ń ran ènìyàn lọ́wọ́ ló ń ran òun náà lọ́wọ́.
It is the help of the helpless.
Òun náà ni olùrànlọ́wọ́ tí aláìní ìrànlọ́wọ́.
That is the one that we ultimately look up to for help.
Eléyìí ni à ń wò láti ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
And I'm talking of God Almighty.
Mo ń sọ nípa Ọlọ́run Ọ̀gá
Ògo. I am talking of God Almighty.
Mo ń sọ nípa Ọlọ́run Ọ̀gá Ògo.
If you are not connected with him.
Bí àkó kò bá mọ ẹnikẹ́ni lónìí.
How can you enjoy the help that will come from him?
Báwo ló ṣe lè ní ìrànlọ́wọ́ tí tí ó wá láti ọ̀dọ̀ rẹ̀.
Or you are connected at one time.
Àbí o ti ẹ̀mọ̀ ọ̀yàn ní ìgbà kan rí.
But because help seems not to be forthcoming.
Nítorí pé kò sí ìrànlọ́wọ́ tó bá mọ́.
You have sought and looked for help elsewhere.
O sì ń wá ìrànlọ́wọ́ lọ sí ibòmíràn.
Some have gone to Egypt to look for help.
Àwọn kan ti lọ sí Egypt láti lọ wá ìrànlọ́wọ́.
The Bible says, woe unto them that seek for help in Egypt.
Bíbélì wí pé ìgbéni fún àwọn tí ó wá ìrànlọ́wọ́ lọ sí Egypt.
There is no other person that can help you.
Kò sí ẹni tó lè ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
There is no other person that can render assistance to you.
Kò sí ẹni tó lè
except the God Almighty.
Àfi Ọlọ́run ọ̀gá.
David realized this.
David ìmọ̀ ilé yìí.
He said, I will look up unto the hills.
Ó ní èmi yóò gbé ojú mi
sí ọ̀run. From where cometh my help?
Níbo ni ìrànlọ́wọ́
mi? My help cometh only from God.
Ìrànlọ́wọ́ mi yóò wá láti ọ̀dọ̀ náà.
I don't know where you are looking for help.
Mi ò mọ ibi tí o ti ń wá ìrànlọ́wọ́.
I don't know the area that you need help.
Mi ò mọ ibi ọ̀nà tí o nílò ìrànlọ́wọ́.
As you look unto God today.
Mi ò
surely come unto
you.
I say help will surely come unto you. I just want you to take this prayer point as you round up now. Can you rise onto your feet? My helper, oh, my helper, my helper, oh, my helper. There is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. Amen. You know what is take, what has brought you to the presence of the Almighty God? Just talk to God. I say, in this area of my life, Lord, send help to me. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, send help to us today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Daddy will bless your name. Thank you for your word that has come to us. Daddy, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Papa, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Almighty Father, we have known that there is nowhere else that we can look for help. Father, we know it is only you that can help us. Daddy, we ask, O God, Father, every area of need in our life, Lord Almighty, meet them all in Jesus' name. Send help to us. In the name of Jesus, let locate us this evening. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.
Amen. Let's give to the Lord. Let's give it to the Lord. Let's give it to the Lord. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let's rise on our feet as we pray for our brother that the Lord has used for us. That God should fill him back, that the Lord should increase him in knowledge, in wisdom and understanding, that he has watered us this morning, that he will not be dry in Jesus' name. Let's rise on our feet and pray for our brother in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, we pray for your son, O Lord, that he continue to fill him in the name of Jesus. Every pressure that has gone out of him, Father, we pray that you fill him in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Let's package our offering and let the titans dance forward. Let's package our offering. Let's give unto the Lord. The Lord has kept you to this moment. Let's give him a quality offering as the titan dance forward. The choir.
Oh Lord, we are very, very grateful for all you have done for us. Oh Lord, we are very, and we say, we are very, very grateful.